Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office, you may be exercising or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. There is a peculiar type of loneliness that blooms when you're married to someone who doesn't love you. This is not a periodic loneliness. It's not a loneliness that creeps up and puts a hand on your shoulder when you're at a party without your spouse and you suddenly miss them. This is not the type of loneliness that washes over you at night when you're alone and your spouse is overseas on a weeks-long business trip. It's not even the loneliness that manifests when your spouse dies and you're left without their physical presence. No, this is a constant loneliness that accompanies you every waking and sleeping hour. It's the loneliness that arrests the blood flowing to and from your heart when you share your deepest feelings, only to have them disregarded. It's the loneliness that sees you craving physical contact so much that you scoop up the odd smile sent your direction and turn it into a loving caress, even if that's only in your mind. A quote taken from internet on loneliness. Loneliness is a very scary and unwanted feeling that any one of us can experience and would experience once in our lifetime, however short period of time it is for. It is not a feeling that you feel when you miss someone or your friend, your partner, your family while you're away on a business trip. It is when you are amidst people in a crowd and you suddenly feel that you don't belong there, that nobody cares for your presence, and it takes you down the rabbit hole of self-doubt and all the negative feelings about you, leaving you vulnerable. Do not confuse being alone to loneliness. It's different to be lonely and wanting to be alone. Wanting solitude is a choice and being comfortable in that solitude. Loneliness is an uncomfortable feeling when in isolation or in crowd. We all have felt lonely at some point. When we move cities, we don't know anyone in that new city to socialize. When we finish college and join work with new faces, and suddenly our huge social circle of friends, where we were kings and queens, poof, just like that, it's gone. We are in an office environment where we find everyone cold and minding their own businesses, and many other scenarios. We have felt loneliness before, and it's not a good feeling. We have seen very few people who suffer from depression or other mental health disorders actually go seek help. Now, couple it with loneliness. Generally, perception of people who suffer with loneliness are seen as losers, not wanted, not belonging to any group. This, added to the feeling of self-doubt and putting yourself down, does not go well with self-confidence either. Guy Winch, a famous psychologist, whose books have been translated into 26 languages, says loneliness creates deep psychological wound that distorts our perception and scrambles our thinking. Chronic loneliness will not only make you feel miserable, it can also kill you. Its potential is majorly underestimated, and research suggests that it is as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Now, we all know cigarette packets come with a very subtle, visible statutory warning and captions at every TV show and movies whenever we see a character smoking, saying cigarette smoking is injurious to health. But no one talks about how loneliness can kill you. Governments are of course busy developing nation, and CBFC, the film board, is busy trying to see which F letter and S letter to beep. While the movies that we see ends up showcasing a psychiatrist or a psychologist as a mad person or someone who is evil, nowhere will you see a sensitivity program being held or anyone talking how mental health illnesses can be deadly. Loneliness increases your chances of dying by 14%. It increases blood pressure It is responsible for high cholesterol. It messes up with your immunity system. In long term, it is basically disastrous for our health and costs our longevity. So, now that we have understood long-term effects of loneliness, there should be some sort of cure, don't you think? There are fortunately a ton of studies done and researchers are shouting their lungs out with ways to tackle loneliness. Although these means that are there to tackle loneliness will only help if you get up and do them. It will take days and months to practice, and practice in the sense with diligence. You need to be focused to get better, because research suggests another interesting fact. Negative thinking is addictive behavior. Your mind is super used to thinking negative things despite having some fresh perspectives your way and people motivating you. It's your hard work that will get you out of it. I'll be sharing some 6 ways of tackling loneliness. You need to practice it. Number 1, acknowledge the fact that experience that you're having is loneliness. I really hope you are taking notes of it. Take them down and practice them one step at a time. Step 1, acknowledge the fact that experience that you're having is loneliness. Acknowledging it gives you some mental peace, because often what happens is we are in conflict with our own mind. Our mind tricks us into believing that we are good and nothing is wrong with us, while we are actually stressing our lives out. Step 2. Remember that you're not alone. Any fight that you're fighting, you're not fighting alone. Rarest of the rarest diseases, still, you have someone else who's facing it. And like loneliness, studies tells us that almost everyone goes through loneliness. The feeling that you get when you realize that you're not alone is so good. It reinforces the belief that you can get better. Step 3. Write down the timings when you feel most lonely. Evenings or maybe weekends. See if you can find a pattern. There usually is. Ensure you are set out to tackle it by having a strategy. Call people up, your friends, your colleagues, or anyone, and plan with them during those times when you feel lonely. If it is a weekend, make a movie plan, go for a day outing, or shopping, or trekking. Or even if there is no one to accompany, set out by yourself to sightseeing. Be a visitor in your own town by yourself. And if it's during evenings, call people up over a phone call that you have always wanted to reach out to and haven't done in ages. You'll be surprised they were thinking the same too. Call them and just speak. Step 4. See what those thoughts speak to you when you're lonely. What are they trying to convey? They generally say, A. That you're useless. Now, just because you're alone, it doesn't mean you're useless. You're only alone for a few moments in a day. You'll get to school or office the next day, so do not worry. B. Loneliness makes me sad. Agreed that loneliness makes people sad, but it doesn't have to be horrific. Make peace with the idea that you're alone and not lonely. If you fight it with angst, you'll not have a good experience dealing with loneliness. But if you accept it, then it'll not be that difficult tackling loneliness. C. That you'll not have friends because you're a loser. Not having friends doesn't mean you're a loser. Don't confuse with high school terminologies with your current state of affairs. That high school system itself is built around bully system and it is wrong. So don't let those things get to you. Do not listen to them. Nobody in this world deserves such harsh punishments. You wouldn't say those bad things to others. Now why would you want to say such things to yourself? Research suggests that in dark times we become our own enemy. Our mind speaks very demoralizing things to us. Please take note and don't pay attention to those. Now, step 5. The biggest and the best of all advisors that's out there. Show yourself some love and compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're going through so much already. Go buy yourself a healthy treat, a t-shirt that you've always wanted, or a dress you wanted to buy for your next birthday. Go buy it now. Step 6. Find yourself a community. If you can't, then make one. On Facebook, Instagram, etc., use these platforms to build communities, find interests or hobbies, find like-minded people, make new friendship, go volunteer. We don't generally volunteer. We should, and it's a very good way to learn a lot of new things, build friendship, grow compassion toward other humans or animals. All these steps are rearranged and paraphrased from an article online by Dr. Robert Leahy. We can get thousands of people telling us what to do, but the most important person to execute these strategies is you. You will have to make time and push yourself in doing fine. DM me on any social media platforms if you want to talk. I can give you my phone number and I'll try and help out in any way I can. Follow these steps. Comment the ones that worked for you best. How was your experience? Let me know. Let others know so they can find courage to open up and talk about it. I can start it for you. I currently live alone in a new city while my family lives in another, and it gets very lonely here. I work on my podcasts, push myself to writing content, and record and edit, hoping what I'm experiencing can be a lesson for others. For you out there, we all go through them. You will come out of it. We all do. Let's help and support each other. Take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.